We do have some contamination. We've got residents who shouldn't be drinking the water. And when you have contamination in groundwater, obviously, and people are drinking it, it's bad. That's as bad as it gets.
Michigan Department of Environmental Quality's David O'Donnell joined a number of officials from the Kent County Health Department, as well as the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, to address contamination that has been found in a number of private wells in Plainfield Township.
What we do know from the results that we've gotten back to date, we've sampled 38 wells, we've got results for 35 back. 10 of those exceed health advisory level.
The main contaminant in those 10 wells is per- and polyfluoroalkyl substances, better known as PFAS, which Michigan Department of Health and Human Services toxicologist Christina Bush says can lead to a number of health concerns.
The concerns that we have would be the possibility of certain types of cancer, kidney and testicular cancer. There could be certain types of ulcerative colitis, preeclampsia, which is pregnancy related. There's a lot of different concerns, but whether or not this will necessarily mean that something will happen is still a little bit inconclusive.
The source of the contamination is believed to be from Wolverine Worldwide and Company's former waste dump site in Belmont. Company officials say they are working with the DEQ and are currently handing out bottled water and water filters to homes that could be affected. Testing in the area for contamination is ongoing. The DEQ says nearly 70 properties are still under investigation. Daniel Booth, WGVU News.